Live from the podcast studio, this is From Long Distance to Marriage with Rich and Andrea. We're a once long distance couple who closed 5,000 miles of distance and are now happily married.
We talk long distance, marriage and relationships.
Hello everyone, welcome to episode 101 of From Long Distance to Marriage. It's coming to that time of year, the holidays. If you're American, kick off next week with Thanksgiving. And, you know, all around the world, there's all kinds of different holidays this time of year, no matter the religion and where you live. Obviously for us, that's Christmas. And we wanted to talk a little bit more for the long distance couples and look at how you can make Christmas not so difficult this year, hopefully. We've talked about this in the past, you know, how to deal with the holidays when you're long distance, but this year presents even more challenges. And what makes that extra tricky is we don't know what things are going to be like at Christmas, you know, even just a few weeks away, you know, a little over a month, we don't know what the situation is going to be. So for instance, where we are in England right now, we've gone back into lockdown. It was meant to be for a month. We have a couple weeks left of that. And I think we're all just waiting to see if they're going to extend that.
And but they've said they won't extend it over Christmas.
Well, who knows? Hopefully not. But even in that situation, like for us, you know, we had planned to go back to America this year to see my family for Christmas, but obviously that's not happening. We probably could have made it work, but there was just too much uncertainty and just didn't want to put any of my family or ourselves at risk traveling for 16 hours right now. But yeah, even like here talking to Rich's family about whose house we're going to be at on Christmas, there's a lot of uncertainty. We don't know how many people are going to be allowed in the house. We don't know if we're going to be with his dad's side or his mom's side because of who and what and where and when. So we're really sympathetic to the situation of long distance couples right now, because you may not even know if you're going to see each other over Christmas or whatever holiday, you know, you might celebrate this time of year. So it is really difficult. And while we can't tell you what is going to be allowed, every country is different right now. Some countries are pretty much back to normal with some precautions and safety regulations. Other countries are, you know, in lockdowns, and there's all kinds of things happening, and it's really confusing. But all we can do is maybe give you some tips for if you can't be together this time of year, which is really horrible. And we're sorry that, you know, you might find yourself in that position, and we understand how that feels. So let's kick it off with some tips. What's your number one tip?
I've got no idea.
You got no idea?
I mean, it depends on people's situation, doesn't it? I think the thing is, for long distance, like we said at the kind of the start of this whole pandemic, people who are long distance have the slight advantage that you're used to being apart, and the people who are probably most affected in terms of it being completely unknown territory was the people who lived in close proximity but not together, because these are people who used to see each other whenever they wanted but weren't in the same households when lockdown kicked in. It's all of a sudden they're not seeing each other. So people in long distance have the advantage of that being familiar. That said, I think the bigger challenge at the moment is, you know, people who were planning to meet for the first time, plans getting cancelled, trips getting cancelled. Parking that to one side for the minute, I think focusing more on the things that are normal. So let's say you weren't going to see each other anyway this year. For you, it may just be business as usual, but there's the added stress on top of, you know, is my family safe? Is their family safe? Are they safe? You know, you can't be with each other. And also where it's affecting more and more people. You know, if you're saying, we'll do what we always do, we'll send, you know, gifts in the mail and stuff, you know, pay attention to maybe there could be extra delays because one, mm-hmm. the time of year, but two, lots of other people having to do the same thing. Maybe there's going to be issues with the services because of illnesses. You know, we've heard of a few companies that large chunks of the workforce have had to be not laid off, but, you know, not available because illness has spread through. So if you're relying on services like, you know, the postal service or whatever it may be, plan ahead a little bit and try and get in there early, because, you know, you don't want to everything to be delayed just because something happened along the way.
Yeah, I mean, worst case, if you're really prepared and you arrange for your gifts or whatever to arrive to your partner, you know, as soon as possible, worst case, it gets there 2nd of December and they tuck it away and then they open it on Christmas. Like, I'd rather know that the present was there for them and then kind of have to deal with, oh no, it's here and I can't open it. At least that's something to look forward to and something to brighten their day. And I think particularly for women right now, knowing that your partner, you know, if your partner is a guy, has thought ahead and planned, that means a lot. I mean, how many men wait until Christmas Eve to go out and buy their partner a gift? And that can be a little bit hurtful if they find out, like, oh, wow, okay, so you couldn't find, you know, an hour to sort out my gift. I'm just saying it goes a long way, you know, knowing that they've thought, we're in a pandemic, I need to think ahead, I need to plan ahead. Something I was thinking about, you know, when we were preparing for this episode was, it might be a good year to do something completely different if you are going to be apart and you can't be together on Christmas and you normally are. Or even if you normally aren't, just a way to kick it up a gear, because it's been a hard year for everyone. And maybe rather than having one big present arrive on time, maybe do lots of little presents all throughout December or something. Like, just small gifts that are really thoughtful, so that it's almost like the whole season gets to
like
be...
like a Hanukkah type thing?
I guess. Or like a secret admirer kind of thing. Like, I don't know, jobs I've had will have, like, you know, secret admirers, and might be leading up to like we did it at Valentine's Day at our office. Like, you had one person and all week you gave them, like, just one chocolate, one little funny thing, you know, a coffee, leave it on their desk, like, just little things. So it could be that every week of December leading up to Christmas, they have a different little surprise turn up, or it could be something you've made that you sent. You know, if you're, we've talked before about using your talents to give your partner a gift. You know, Rich has written me songs, I've written him poems, I've done photography stuff for him before, and those presents mean the most.
Yeah, things you can keep and that had emotional intent. And I think really that is going to be the key for this, because, you know, we've all been dealing with a pandemic for...
ever.
What is it? 7-8 months?
9 months.
Well, it depends what country
months.
You're in, I suppose. You know, hit different places, different times. But a lot of this now is... you could be listening to this and think, yeah, you know, we're already dealing with it. You know, it's fine. I think the difference coming up now is... the reason we're focusing on the holidays is, one, it's a time when people normally get together, and maybe this year that can't happen. And also, it's the time of year when, you know, people like to spend time together for the emotional reasons and feel connected to each other. And again, you can't do that. So this year, if that's not on the table, you're going to have people... well, and just to add on to that, it's also the time of year when people who don't have people to spend time with or aren't invited to spend time with... you know, relatives and things, loneliness is a big deal this time of year.
Mm.
And depression, things like that can really, you know, rear their head. So the reason we're focusing on this today is to say, you know, it's not just that you've been dealing with the pandemic for the past however many months and now you're good at it. It's different around the holidays.
There's a new challenge.
It's a new challenge, and it's not just for you. For me, it's really about acknowledging what other people are going through and think about what you can do for that. So yeah, if you can make gifts and things that just demonstrate, I'm thinking of you, I did this for you, there's emotional intent in there, that's great. You know, other family members, get on the phone, talk to people. It's really this time just about making the effort. And as sad as you might be and as upsetting as it may be that you're not able to do what you plan to do, it's a lot worse for a lot of other people. And the more people that can kind of step up to that, I think the easier it'll be all around.
Absolutely. And it's important to remember that this doesn't just affect couples who are long distance. You know, people like me who've moved, you can't see your family maybe this year. I think just touching...
there's also people who've gone, you know, through loss. You know, we've been fortunate that...
yeah,
so far,
everyone's
at least,
been healthy.
Nothing's
yeah.
happened. But, you know, if you're not able to see someone and they've died, or someone close to them has died, you know, there's... it can be a particularly challenging time of year beyond just the... I can't see someone. I think for me, this is a good time of year to be looking at the silver linings, counting blessings, and maybe that is, you know what, yeah, I can't see them, and that's not nice, but they're safe, their family is safe. Looking for those, the good things, is important, more so this year.
Yeah, and I think gratitude has been something we've paid a lot more attention to this year. I think over the past several years, that's been something that we've wanted to pay more attention to. And I know there's a lot of kind of fashionable stuff around gratitude right now, but, you know, it's almost cliche to, you know, to tell someone, oh, you know, just think of all the things you have to be grateful for, whatever. But it is important, and it can really change your perspective. And that's not to say that being grateful for, you know, maybe like us, you know, thankfully none of our family has caught COVID or, you know, died from COVID or anything, you know. For the most part, we've been okay with our jobs and finances. You know, things have been all right there. All of our family, same thing. So even though all the trips to see my family this year have been cancelled. You know, we have experienced some job loss this year. All in all, it could be a whole lot worse. But that doesn't take away from the fact that, you know, if we were apart and we couldn't see each other this year, that just makes it all harder.
Well, maybe on that point, and going back to what I said before about the advantage that people in long distance have in terms of experience of this, maybe something nice you can do is to use that experience if you know people who are really struggling with this. Maybe, it depends what lockdown's like in your area, but people are going to be struggling with all different elements of this and they haven't really experienced that being apart. You know, you can use that long distance experience to kind of help them and say, look, this is what works for us. We do these things. We use this tech. I mean, the amount of apps and technology that is known about within the long distance community that other people often don't know about because maybe they haven't got as much need. You know, the things like, what are they, like the Bond touch bracelets where, mm-hmm. That's only ever really spoken about in the context of a relationship for obvious reasons. But, you know, this time now, I can see a lot of people just feeling, if you know someone who lives on their own, they're kind of sad, you know, they're not able to see the family that at Christmas you depend on seeing. Something like that, I can really see cheering them up, you know. It gives them an opportunity to communicate and just know someone's thinking about them and vice versa. And you can use your knowledge and experience in this area to help people who have never experienced the separation to say, this is what works for us. This is what works for other people. Let me try and help you.
It's also important to touch on the fact that, yes, while many people look forward to the holidays and it's a time of being together, the holidays can be a really difficult time for some people. And that's always something that we're asked to be, you know, to acknowledge throughout the holidays when we're all thinking of how excited we are is that actually for some people, maybe they've lost their family, maybe they're not on good terms with their family, and this is just a worse time of year. Maybe they've lost a loved one over the course of the year, and that can make it even harder. So then putting lockdown into that, where maybe whatever traditions these people have scraped together, maybe with friends, or maybe they go on a trip on their own that time of year to kind of, you know, treat themselves, these things also aren't possible. So it's really important this time of year just for everyone to be a little bit more gentle with each other. And this year has been really weird in terms of how people have treated each other. We've seen amazing examples of, you know, caring and generosity when it comes to kind of the pandemic. But we've also seen a lot of division and judgment when it comes to the pandemic, when it comes to racial inequality, when it comes to, you know, elections and things like that. This year has been so confusing in terms of people wanting to help each other, but people being so divided. And I think this is why, I don't know what it's like where you guys live, but where we live, Christmas decorations are going up earlier than we've ever seen before. Like,
they're up now. Yeah.
A week and a half ago.
I've never seen trees up this time of year.
Yeah, a week and a half ago.
It was pretty much straight after Halloween, a couple of things started to come up, and I thought,
a couple houses
is that lights. Is that Christmas? Yeah, a couple of lights. Is that because of Christmas? And then all of a sudden,
when we go out for walks in the evening with the dogs, we can see people's trees through their windows, decorations outside are going up, and I think everyone this year has just gone, right, let's just make Christmas a little bit longer to give ourselves that little bit extra magic that comes with Christmas that we need right now. So, I don't know, the first thing is that emotional standpoint, the understanding, that empathy, that generosity, that gratitude, but really, it's also those coping techniques. So yeah, be prepared, you know, arrange your gifts as early as you can to cope with COVID mail and Christmas mail and the combination of that. And think of some different ways to spice it up this year. Like almost what I got, example, I gave little gifts throughout the month of December. Or if you can, if you have been fortunate this year, I mean, if you've kept your job and your finances haven't been affected, or I mean, some businesses have actually done really well out of COVID. And I know like a lot of the home improvement, like kitchens and, you know, people couldn't go on vacation this year. So if people weren't losing their jobs and still were earning their same amount of money, they ended up doing a lot to their house because they couldn't go on vacation this year. So if you work in an industry where you've actually done pretty well and you've earned a lot of money this year, whether people maybe have struggled, do something big for your partner if you can, and you're not going to be together. If that means getting them, you know, the really expensive handbag they've always wanted, or, you know, an amazing new iPad, like, do you know what? forget the stigma around the commercialism of the holidays and just fucking go all out if you can, if that's something that appeals to you and you know that your partner would appreciate. That's something you can do. If you can't, if you know, if you have been affected, unfortunately, and your finances are, you know, tighter this year, then do those creative things we mentioned. Make something that's going to be really important to them. And you don't have to be a writer or a musician. One year I went home for Thanksgiving on my own. And when I got back, Rich had made a really lovely like slideshow of all the pictures from, you know, when we've been, you know, throughout the course of our relationship. And what'd you use? Like iMovie? Like something really simple.
It wasn't iMovie.
Was it PowerPoint?
I think it was just something like PowerPoint. Yeah, yeah, it was basic. It was just a slideshow.
Yeah, you just upload some videos, put them in order, and find some music to go with it. Like, it doesn't have to be something, you know, artistic that calls on, you know, whatever your talent is.
I don't think
is.
I even put music to it.
I thought you did.
It may have done it. I don't remember. But, I mean, realistically, if you don't know how to do that, just make a dedicated photo album.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all it is just those things in one place. Don't overcomplicate. I think that's the problem is when you say, oh, I don't have to do that exact thing, so I won't do anything. Just do what you can do. Because what I did was basic as anything.
Yeah,
I
mean, but someone it was
else,
the thought.
Someone else would have done an amazing, creatively, whatever.
Fancy.
Yeah, you know, and I didn't. I did what I was able to, and you do what you're able to. Some will be better, some will be worse. But don't let... don't let perfect be the enemy of the good. That's my favourite saying these days.
What is it?
Don't let perfect be the enemy of the good. Like, you just focused on perfection. So, like...
You used to do that.
Yeah. So you're like, well, I can't do that exact thing, so I won't do anything. Like, just do good. Just do something.
Also, maybe think about something physical this year. Not necessarily, like, you being there, but I think everyone's really tired of digital. We're all Zoomed to death. We're all, you know... online quiz game, group chat, all that, we're done, we're over it. So if you are thinking of making something and, you know, you would do like a PowerPoint, maybe actually go out and buy that physical photo album and print off those pictures and write little notes in the margins, like something physical that your partner can touch, that you've touched, will mean a lot right now, especially if you guys haven't seen each other at all throughout this, which I'm sure some couples have had to do.
Well, and that's a good point too, that I think there is digital exhaustion, and also if you're not seeing each other, it could be that 99 to 100% of your relationship is online, digital, mm-hmm. pictures, text messages, emails. Like, write a letter. Mm-hmm. Like, really just take there's nothing that really replicates the human touch,
mm-hmm.
you know, and yeah, you know, it's your thoughts and you're typing out the stuff in Snapchat and whatever, but it's not the same. You know, they can't see your handwriting. I think you express yourself differently when you put pen to paper as well. Like, just take the time, write those old school letters, things they can keep. They're much more tangible, and it's going to be something different. You know, and you can look back on that in 10 years and say, oh, this is the letter we had from the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing to bear in mind is setting aside specific special time for each other on the holiday, on the actual day, and even leading up to it as well. We've spoken to couples who do things like, they'll actually, you know, they live in different countries, but they'll at the same time each go to a bar, sit at the bar on FaceTime, order a cocktail. They'll both dress up and it's like they're having a digital date. Now, depending where you live, that might not be possible because of different severities of lockdown. You may not actually be able to go to a bar, but there's nothing stopping you, you know, a couple days before Christmas. You know, if your homes are decorated for Christmas, you can get dressed up. You can make your own cocktail at home and sit on FaceTime and be like you're going out for a Christmassy date. You know, do that. And I believe this is something that we've put in previous episodes about how to, you know, deal with the holidays when you're long distance, but make sure on whether you celebrate more on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, you know, whichever, make sure that you set aside time for you guys to talk to one another, FaceTime, even just have a call, whatever that is, on the day. So say to your family, hey, I've got to step aside from the family festivities. I've got a call with, you know, so-and-so, you know who they are. And, you know, this is our time to enjoy the holidays together. So that might be that you go off into a different room, you open your presents together on FaceTime, you have a drink together. I think just try and find those ways to mark the day together without anyone else. I mean, we do that as a couple who lives together. For us, when we're in America, my family is big and we have a lot of people over to different family houses. Wherever we are, it's usually a group of 20 or more. And it's a bit chaotic, but fun and exciting. Here, it's smaller groups, but one, you know, Christmas Day, we're with one side of Rich's family. You know, the other Boxing Day, we're with the other side and we're bouncing around. So Christmas Eve is our night. And I think for couples, it's really important that you have that specific holiday time together. Christmas Eve, no one comes around. We don't go anywhere. We, you know, if we're working, we get home from work. This year, who knows what it'll be like. Get home from work, we take the dogs out for a walk. We go look at the Christmas lights in the neighborhood. We come home, we order Chinese takeout. We put on Christmas Vacation. We exchange presents. We have our dinner. Like, it is our night. It's our tradition. And it's something that we protect. And whatever you're able to do this year, if you are apart, protect that and make it as special as you can.
Yeah, and I think last year, maybe the year before, I think we did share our traditions on our Instagram. We'll do that this year. If you're not following us on there, you can find us Long Distance to Marriage, from Long Distance to Marriage, and our handle is Mr. Mrs. Distance. But yeah, we normally start around Thanksgiving is when our Christmas tradition starts. We'll start sharing stuff. Maybe you'll get some ideas.
No, it starts after Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, I said Thanksgiving.
You said around Thanksgiving. Yeah. And this is something that just happened for us, that one year, when we're here, I don't do Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving because it's a Thursday. That's too much cooking for me to do on a work day. So I do it on the Saturday or Sunday after Thanksgiving. Sometimes it's just us. Sometimes we'll have a couple of friends around. Sometimes we'll have some of Rich's family around. But this year it was your sister and brother-in-law and your dad and stepmom came over to the house. And we lived in your dad's house. This was the first year that this happened. It wasn't the first year I did Thanksgiving. You know, we were renting Rich's dad's house. They came around. We did the dinner. They left. I cleaned up and I decided, I'm decorating for Christmas now. We decorated for Christmas and then it was late. And Rich was like, would you sit down? You've been cooking and decorating and undecorating all day. Like, just relax. So we cut another slice of pie. We poured a cup of tea and we put Jingle All the Way, which is one of Rich's favorite Christmas movies. I enjoy it.
It became a tradition in its own right for me because it just used to be on TV every year. So I'd watch it every year. In the same way that every year you have to watch Home Alone and other stuff. You know. So now it's just become a tradition the day that we watch it.
But. Yeah. And it wasn't even something we said, like, let's make this our new tradition. It was, this just happened. That was a great day. The next year, Rich was like, are we watching Jingle? Are you putting the Christmas tree up? Are we watching Jingle All the Way tonight? We having more pie? And it was like, okay. And now that is what we do. And it's something that, you know, Rich didn't grow up celebrating Thanksgiving. He's English. Why would he? But now he looks...
We're thankful all year.
You're not. You're snobs all year. But now it's something that you look forward to and, like, you've learned to enjoy Thanksgiving and what that represents.
It's a fucking tasty dinner and then I get to watch Jingle All the Way.
And then it's Christmas.
And then it's Christmas.
You know, it's Christmas. That's the first day of Christmas is right after Thanksgiving. So, you know, we've also done episodes about, you know, the importance of having ritual and tradition in your marriage or relationship, whether you're long distance or not. And maybe this year is the year to introduce some new stuff that you've got to test yourself and be creative. You can't just kind of make it happen.
Yeah.
So think outside of the box. We always encourage that. And really think about what your partner needs this year and what you can do or give them or show them that will make up. You know, if they've lost their job or they've lost a family member to COVID or just they've lost someone this year on, you know, not to COVID, on top of all the COVID craziness, like really think about what they've been through and what's going to mean the most from them. If that means, like, obviously it depends what the rules are where you are, but say you can't fly at the moment, but maybe you could drive. Maybe it'd take you 2 days, but you could do it and you could do it safely. Maybe do it, drive, get, like, you know, get tested. Do, you know, think about the safe ways you could do it to really make their day. I mean, I don't know. It's just an idea.
Well, also, I mean, things have moved on since then, but earlier on during this, I think it's become our most popular blog or second most popular blog. We wrote one on coronavirus and being long distance, not seeing each other. And we had quite a few comments to it and people asking us, you know, our opinions on things, but people who wanted to do that, to drive and whether it's... Now, things have changed since then. That was lockdown. And
the first couple of weeks of it, yeah.
That, you know, don't do it. Now, obviously, things have opened up a lot more. Even here, where we've got lockdown, it's not as strict as it was. I think parts of America are much more open. So it may be worth you just checking that out. You can find it on our site, longdistancetomarriage.com. I think it's actually still our most recent blog, so you'd have no trouble finding it. But we share our thoughts on it. But the comments were really good. There were some really good questions in there and thoughtful replies that I think would help other people if you've not seen it. And yeah, you know, it touches on that, seeing each other, dealing with the lockdowns. And yeah, I think as you said, it just comes down to really, you can't coast this year. You can't just go through the motions. This is what we do every year. You've got to put the extra effort in. You've got to put the extra thought in. And you can expand that to the other people in your family.
Yeah. And we were just talking the other day, you know, our lives have changed a lot since, you know, lockdown and COVID kicked in. I mean, both of us are no longer going into work every day. You know, we're working from home. Your career has changed. Mine, thankfully, has stayed the same, but changed at the same time, if that makes sense, in terms of what I'm doing. And it's just been a chance to really refresh and reprioritize and focus on different things that we didn't have time to before. So if you are working from home and you've got 2 extra hours to your day where you're not commuting or even an hour, that gives you more time that you can focus on your partner and think of ways to improve their day or plan what you're going to do for Christmas for them or whatever that is.
Or focus on you to be a better partner.
Yep, absolutely. You know, invest in self kind of improvement to be a better partner. But just don't look at just all the crap that's happened this year in terms of, yeah, there's been a lot bad that's happened, but for the most part, we've all got a bit more time. Things, you know, life has quieted down. We've had time to evaluate what we're doing with our life. You know, a lot of people have invested in exercise and working out over COVID. I've seen so many glow ups on like...
What's a glow up?
Like transformation stuff.
So transformation.
Yeah, but I think it's more trendy to say glow up. I don't know, I'm getting old. I'm not sure. That might be to do with makeup. Or makeover. I don't know. Anyways, people have used this time to really get themselves in shape or start reading, you know, or start doing something they've always wanted to do that's good for you that you just didn't have time for before because of life being more social, going out after work, you know, just all this stuff that we don't really do at the moment. Things have changed, and take advantage of that and don't just binge watch everything on Netflix with your 2 extra hours a day or whatever it is. Yeah. Be a better partner, be a better you.
Because don't look at it as a couple hours a day. Like, look at how that expands. That's 14 hours a week.
Yep.
You know, it's like 60 hours a month. Even if you used half of that to binge Netflix, that still gives you an awful lot of time to do anything. And you can split that up because, do you know what? I'll do 10 hours on Netflix, I'll do 10 hours on me, and I'll do 10 hours on my relationship. Like, you can really get an awful lot done with an hour or two extra a day. Even half an hour extra day. I mean, even no additional time a day, just with more deliberate choices, is astonishing. And yeah, that lockdown's really, certainly for us, has hammered that home.
Yeah, and we were just saying the other day, like, we just feel like we've been able to add so much more.
We're balanced.
Balance and like ritual to our life. You know, ritual is just a fancy way of saying good habits for me and the thing and what you get out of it. See, there's no reason, you know, if you've benefited in terms of having more time to yourself, that you can't do something better with that. Use that time to make that something, you know, for your partner. At first Christmas that we were together, I made you that quilt.
Mm.
Not because I had any extra time. I just, you know, had my normal amount of time, but we were apart and I was having a hard time being apart after the first time we met, and I needed to put my energy into something. And so my mom's like, well, here, I've got this cool quilt pattern that he might like. And okay. So she helped me cut the fabric and I made it.
Well, often when we say we don't have time, what we really mean is like, I don't want to. Because if your life was different, you would have no choice. You know, if you look at parents, they don't have time genuinely because they've got something else that takes... They are doing more than they did before they had kids. Yeah. And they'd say, oh, I haven't got time. People who work, you know, longer hours, people who work shift work, there are responsibilities that people have in their life. And maybe you're listening to this and when you say you haven't got time, that's genuine. But for the people like, you know, like us, we haven't got kids. We haven't got those responsibilities. We don't work 12, 16-hour days. When we say we don't have time, that really means the way our day is structured, we haven't got time to do that other thing, or it's not a priority for us. And there's nothing wrong with that, but just be honest with yourself about it. And really, like we always say, you know, self-audit that and say, do I really not have time? Could I fit this in? you know, especially nowadays, you know, for me, I have saved 10 hours a week just on commuting. I used to commute 2 hours a day. So that's 10 hours a week, 40 hours a month. Like, I have time for things now. And I've added things into my day. But not everyone can. But just think, when you say, I don't have time, how much of that's reflex, how much of that's priorities, and how much of it is genuinely don't have time? And if you think, actually, yeah, I could squeeze in half an hour here, what can you do with it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just going back to that gratitude thing. You know, like, this is what I've gained from this year. Yes, it's made it difficult for me to see my partner, but it makes it easier for me to do these nice things for my partner or for myself to be a better partner. You might have, you know, if the only thing keeping you from seeing each other this year is money and you're actually physically able to get to each other, you don't have those kind of restrictions. You know, a lot of people have started side gigs this year, side businesses, and that could be some extra income for you to see each other. You know what? This is your year to really step up and be inventive. Maybe it's a bit too late now to start your own business, but, you know, there's things
it's
you
never
can do.
Too late to start your own business.
Well, to have money for Christmas this year, I'm saying, like...
Sure, it depends. I mean, some things you can earn money quicker than others, and we're not going to advise on that, but it depends how much money you need. If you want to raise 100 grand, yeah, Christmas is ambitious, but if you need a couple of hundred, you know, we've earned money in the past just selling stuff that we didn't need or... buying stuff cheaper, selling it. You know, it depends what you need and what you're prepared to do. But, yeah, if you want to do this out of Christmas, you need to be realistic, can't
you?
Yeah,
get going. So, yeah, I think there's no real easy answers this year for how to deal with it. It's going to depend on your situation. But more than ever, kind of intentional action and thought and plan is going to be necessary. So if you're not a thinker or a planner... but you do want to do something special for your partner, it's time to start thinking and planning, because Christmas is barely over a month away now.
Yeah, well, it's... Yeah. Friday just gone was 5 weeks.
There you go.
Yeah.
5 weeks to make your partner happy.
No. Four weeks and 5 days, isn't it?
Well.
Including today, which is Sunday, and fuck all happened on Sunday. So really, 4.5 weeks.
So really, you should have been ready yesterday.
Yeah. We'll wrap it up there.
Yeah, so if you have any questions or you have any ideas that you want to share for how people can make this holiday season a bit better if you are apart, please share with us.
Yeah, and then we'll share that on as well, and we'll put that on our stories. And don't forget that to read that blog on our website about the coronavirus and what people were doing or thinking of doing earlier in the year. I think there's still some really useful tips in there from people.
Yeah, and stay safe. See you guys next week.